Yeah, you know, the kids have had a great season. Let me start with that. I thought our boys have played some great tennis all the way through, very consistent tennis. Really haven't dropped a match that they should have won. There's very few that are out there that if there is any. So the seating committee with the four coaches go down and they give us the seeds. I did. I told the boys, I said, you know, you've proven four people throughout the state that you are worthy of your seeds. And so, yeah, the seedings came out very nice for our kids and set us up to do some really good things this week. And obviously we have to show up and compete and continue to, you know, play like we have been all season long. But, you know, we beefed up our schedule, you know, by going to the Elkhorn North Invitational and that East-West shootout. We played Lincoln East, you know, one of the top teams in Class A. So I think all the chips are in on the table for us. We're ready to go. We're a very seasoned team, and I'm excited to watch the kids compete. And we'll just break down the divisions at one singles. Isaac Hens has a 38-1 record. One loss is to Omaha Scott, which was this last Saturday at the East-West shootout. That really decided the 2 and the 3 seed, which doesn't matter. They'll play each other anyway because if they get to the semifinals. And so Isaac will draw, or actually not draw, he gets the bye, but he'll play the winner between Carver Hupton from Alliance and another player from Girls Catholic. The Girls Catholic kid, I don't know much about. He's got a 1-8 record. We've seen the kid from Alliance a couple of times. He's 12 and 17, so he's got a few more matches under his belt. So I would say the Alliance kid will probably win that one. So Isaac will have to play the Alliance in his second round matchup. Beat him pretty soundly when he's played him, so I'm not too worried about that one. Isaac's very focused. I'm excited to see how he comes out as a senior to compete in his last state tournament. And then if he gets on to the third round, he will play another common opponent, the kid from York, Andrew Hammer. A little redemption there. He played him at York and beat him 8-2. But last year at state, he lost to this kid. So I think Isaac will be pretty frying for that match. I don't think there'll be much motivation for a coach to get him fired up for that one. And then he'll get into the semifinal round on Friday morning. And it looks like he'll probably play the kid from Scott, which Robert Seaton's a good player. Isaac played some good tennis on Saturday, but he lost 8-6, so he knows he can compete and be right in that match. So we're excited to see where that goes for Isaac. So he's got a pretty good road to get to the semifinals on Friday morning. He just needs to get a couple good matches in on Thursday. Two singles. Lincoln Michaelis has had a great season. He's 34-6 or 34-8, I believe. He's had some great matches as well. He will play the winner. I'm going to guess probably the kid from Gehring. The kid from Gehring plays Lincoln Christian, who's really down this year. They are 3-13. The kid from Gehring is 18-15. Lincoln's played him several times and has beaten him both times, the kid from Gehring. So I feel very confident that Lincoln will do a great job there in that second-round matchup after his first-round bye. And then he will get the opportunity to play the kid from York, kind of like what Isaac will have, the 5 seed. He beat the 5 seed from York, I think, in the York Invitational, 8-2 earlier in the season. But obviously, you know, it's a whole new realm. You get to the end of the season, it's just different feel for things. But if he wins that one, he gets into the semifinal round and have a tough matchup against the kid from Scott, which he played on the East-West shootout and beat us pretty handily, 8-3 or 8-2. Very solid player, definitely worthy of the one seed. So Lincoln has a great opportunity to get to the semifinals, and that's all we want to do is just get ourselves to the semifinal rounds on Friday morning, give ourselves a chance to show up and let the chips fall where they may and see what we got. And then going into our number one doubles team, Devin and Nathaniel are the one seed. Definitely worthy of the one seed. They've had a very, very solid season. They enter the tournament with a 42-3 record, coming off a big win against Omaha Scott. Beat those guys 8-3, if I'm not mistaken. So that was a huge one for them. They get a bye first round, and they'll play the winner between York, who is 13-23, and Beatrice, who is 11-19. I would pretty much bank that York will win that one. We beat York 8-2, so that's a great matchup for us in that second round matchup. And I feel really solid that those guys will play well and continue to do some great things. So that would get them into the third round match against probably, I think it's going to be Holdridge, Hunter Ness and Jason Karn. Very good team from Holdridge. We've beat them 8-6, 8-1, and 8-2. They can be up and down if they're on. They're Nathaniel and Evan are playing some great tennis, and so I'm excited to see them compete, you know. And then we get into the semifinal round. That looks to me like they'll probably have a rematch with Scott. That would be a like great matchup there for us. A lot of confidence went into that match. Just after beating them, you know, less than a week ago, I think that would be really huge for those guys to come out and have a common opponent in that first round matchup, or the semifinal matchup on Friday morning. And then rounding things out, two doubles. We had to make a switch. Haven't made it yet. We're going to see how Johnny does today. He suffered an injury to his elbow. Not for sure if he's going to be able to go. We'll give him another day to practice and see how it goes today. If not, then Joel Miller will jump in and take his spot. Won't miss a beat there. Joel's got that experience last year playing with Nathaniel at two doubles. Feel very confident in his skill set. Obviously, they play well together, him and Peyton. Had a great showing at the East-West Shootout, going 6-0 and beating, honestly, the 4 seed from Scott and the 5 seed from Elkhorn North. So that would be a great opportunity for those guys to continue to play some great tennis. But we will probably, I'm going to guess, play a team from Nebraska City in the first or the second round after their bye, a team that is 11-3. Don't know much about these kids. They're pretty new matchup, but I think we'll have a great showing there. And then we get the tough matchup in the third round against the 3 seed from Lexington, a team we've not had a lot of success against. Very, very athletic team. They beat us every time, but we've competed with them. So we'll see what happens when Peyton and Joel get together and we get to that point and play Lexington. That'd be awesome. If they can get through that third round match, they get to the semifinals, they'll play the number 2 seed from Mount Michael, a very solid team. They're 38-5, play some great tennis, but it's a team that I think we could definitely compete with, a team I know that we could definitely beat. We just have to get out there and just play our best tennis. But that's kind of the gist of things. I'm excited to see how things go. Kids have had a great year, and they had a great week of practice, and we're just ready to rock and roll and get on the course Thursday and give it our best shot.
All right, Coach, I always ask you this every year. You're hoping to be up among the leaders at the end of the day on Friday. Who are the other favorites to kind of push your team?
Well, I mean, obviously we have a lot of respect for Mount Michael, the team that won it last year. They are a full seniors-laden team. They're going to be solid. They have got a great team back. They were lucky enough to they lost their number one singles guy that won it all last year. Creighton Prep had a player transfer to Mount Michael this year, and he's playing one singles for them there, so they didn't drop anything. So they are going to be solid. They're going to be tough to beat. You know, Scott Catholic's going to be right in there with us. We split with them at the East-West Shootout, so, you know, they're going to be a solid team. Grand Island Central Catholic is always solid. They're going to be a team to contend with. It's going to be a dogfight. I think that we play our best tennis and come out, you know, and do some good things on the courts and get some wins that maybe we didn't think we had a chance at winning. I think we can come out and be state champs. I really do. But it's going to be tough. It's going to need some help from the field. You know, maybe get some upset somewhere, some nowhere down the line. But I think it's going to be between Mount Michael and Grand Island Central Catholic, us and Scott, honestly, for the championship.
Reminder, I saw your post, DHM's over in Lincoln, that folks go to the state meet, they've got to wear a mask, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, we're going to use the indoor facility the first day and probably the second day. So anything that's played indoors, parents, players, coaches must wear a mask. Players not to wear it during their matches, but we have to put them on off the court. And so we're going to, you know, have to mask up and social distance other than that outside. So that's kind of the heads up for folks traveling down to Lincoln. Definitely bring a mask along and just practice good socialing skills, and hopefully we'll come away with some healthy people and no problems.